Thank you, God, for Easter Sunday and that we get to pray to you and have your word in print. And thank you for Jim. Please take care of all of us. Help us to learn a lot today and take us throughout the week. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, young lady.
Happy Feast of First Fruits. Most of the world, the Christian world, goes according to the Catholic idea of Easter. This morning I went into the real chronology of the week of the crucifixion. And it's a lot different than the Catholicism. And people were absolutely shocked, but it makes sense when you look at it from that standpoint. 46 and verse 13. Hebraisms and Hebrew and Greek are very important, because the Bible was written, first of all, in the Old Testament in Hebrew, so you have to remember all the Hebraisms and the ideas of it. And the New Testament is written in Greek, so when you go in the New Testament, a lot of the Greek is a very powerful, large language, and a very definite language. Hebrew is a limited language. It is a language that is very limited in vocabulary and in grammar in many ways, but is a language of action. Greek, since we have the New Testament and since we're studying the doctrines of the Bible so much in the New Testament, what does the Bible really teach? It is a most definite language that absolutely you can't make any mistakes with, and it's bigger. But it's more like English, so it's easier to study than Hebrew. You are brave souls. Brave souls. Brave souls to brave the Hebrew language, because it goes from right to left instead of left to right like the English language does. And the alphabet is so different than our English alphabet. I hope that it's getting easier for you. And you two girls in the class, I really appreciate you. I mean, come in here and tackle on this language like this, but I hope the Bible is meaning something to you. I hope it means something. Well, you don't have to learn the language. What you want, I want you to learn the Bible and what's there. I want you to learn the culture and what's there. That is so important. Yuvane.
Yuvane.
Yisaskar. Tola. I'll get it right in a minute. Ufo. Alright, Ufo. And then we Yov.
We
Shimron.
We Shimron.
Alright. And sons. Alright. And sons of Issachar. Issachar. Remember what Issachar means? What do you remember what Issachar means? Mistos in Greek. Mistos. Mistos. Mistos in Greek. Mistos is wages. Alright. Remember, Issachar's mother paid to have Jacob come and lie with her so she could have this child. And she said, "This is my wages. My son is my wages. That's my wages for my hire. All right, this is my recompense." And then Tola. Tola is a word that can go through lots of part of the language. It means to chew with the jaw teeth. It means to crush. It means scarlet. It means even a weevil or mealworm. Like a mealworm. But when you crush this Coccus elicus, when you crush it, there is a red dye in it. Alright, and a red dye. And I believe this is the word that Jesus said, "I am a worm." You know, in Psalm 22 and Isaiah 53, it talks about the crucifixion of Jesus, which we talked about today to some extent. I am a worm. When I turned that up so it would not come on.
humidity is high today, of course, about 100%, I think.
I hated to walk off camera there. Tola. Crazy Horse. Crazy Horse was the shirt man of his people, of the Lakota. And he, a shirt man was a very special person. How many of you heard of a scalp shirt? Sometimes if you go in museums, they'll have scalp shirts. They don't know what they're talking about. There's no such thing as a scalp shirt. A shirt man's shirt was a shirt that was given to a very special individual in a tribe that was so honorable, like Audie Murphy, like Sergeant York, but more than that. Audie Murphy did a movie in Vietnam. He went to Vietnam and he did a movie called The Quiet American. When he came back to America after he did that movie, he came back and completely emptied one of his bank accounts and sent the money to Saigon for an orphanage with the little children over there. You see, he was in war. He knew what it was like to be hungry. A shirt man would provide for all of the children in his whole village. He would provide for every elder. He would take food off of his table. His horses he would share with them so they could move. His meat, he would go and give them meat when he went out hunting. He would give them meat first before he did himself. So, Crazy Horse became a shirt man. And Crazy Horse had a shirt that was like a deer lake shirt, a buckskin shirt, that the women of the tribe, every woman in the tribe would make this shirt have part in it. And when she would do her part of the shirt, she would take a strand or a plait of her hair and she would tie it on the shirt, and there was hair pieces all over the shirt. When the white man saw that, he said, "Oh, it's a scalp shirt. That guy killed a lot of people." These were, the woman wanted to give part of herself. Not only did she give her work, but she gave part of herself. And this man, if he wore a shirt, the shirt man shirt, he could go through any enemy tribe. If they saw him with that shirt on, they wouldn't touch him. Because they knew that he was a super human being. Crazy Horse fell in love. And he fell in love with this girl, and he wanted to marry her, and he made a contract with her father to buy the girl. Because they didn't just give their daughters away. A man had to want her enough to pay for her. He had to want to love her enough to buy her. There were political marriages among the Indians also. But a man, when he sold his daughter, he wanted a lot of horses. He wanted a lot of wealth for her because he knew that the man, if he would give that for her, then he would take care of her, and he would love her. Well, he made this contract with this man, and he was about to marry her, and the girl's father gave her to another man of another tribe. Crazy Horse was just beside himself. He went out and stole the girl back and brought her home. And the man came back and shot him right in the face with a gun. He shot him so close to him that it just grazed him that he had a powder burn on his face. He did not do anything retaliation. He took it back. But the tribe asked for his shirt back because one time he had thought of himself more than his tribe. And he called himself Worm. From then on, his name was Worm. Worm. Because he had denied his people. This worm right here, see this worm. Tola, it means worm. But it's the worm that they get the red dye from, the scarlet dye from. That's the word Tola right there. And, yeah.
I have a question about that. I've wondered about that. When a man pays for his bride so he can have her versus when the bride's family has to give a dowry to the man in order to take their daughter. Why, if you have to pay someone,
take your daughter, sometimes you can't trust the man because then he wants more and more money later on.
Well, back in the Bible days, like Laban and Leah and Rachel and all that, what was supposed to do? Jacob had to pay for those girls. But they had a lot of dowry. But Laban took and spent their dowry. He gambled it away. He did something with it. He was gone. And they wore their dowry. A girl wore her dowry, wore coins all over her clothing, had coins hanging from her clothing. But these girls lost their dowry. And then he didn't even want the children that he had. Laban wanted them too. They were his children, remember? We studied this. So that was a bad situation. Okay, let's go on. Euphoel. And here we have the word puvah, or puhol. And it means to blast or to punch or to blow. Okay? And Job. Job. But remember what Job means? Anybody know what Job means? Job is a miserable name to name your child. Looks like Job in the first place. That means work. W-O-R-K. Job means persecuted and hated. Persecuted and hated. And then Shimron. Shimron. By the way, you see those numbers down there. Job is on page 398. Do you have that down there? Do you see 398? That's in Brown Driver Briggs. That's where you go look that word up, what it means. And also, Brother Roger gave us a real good little book in all the classes on the names in the Bible. That's very good. But I don't know whether it's got all of these in it. I don't think it does. A lot of times, you've got to go to Hebrew. That's all. There's no shortage. There's no shortcuts. Okay? And Job, which means hated or persecuted, and Shimron. Shimron means to listen and to watch or to guard. So he was a guard, right? A guard. 43 and verse 14. 46 and verse 14. Euvanei, Zebulun, Sered, we alone, we Yachilel. All right. And then we have sons. And what does the word son there? That's page 120. That's where you look at it. 253 down there, that's the page for, or the page number for the conjunction with. All right. Are you here? But it's a wow. And sons, it means what? According to a pattern. A woman, a daughter, is according to a pattern. It's got a towel in there, though. And Zebulun. Zebulun. Zebulun means what? Remember what Zebulun means? When she had the baby, she said, now my husband will want to dwell with me. Habitation or dwelling. All right. My husband will want to dwell with me because I'm having kids. I'm making his name great because I'm having all these children. And then Sered. Sered. Sered, on page 710, you'll find out that name means trembling. 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 And Elon. Elon means an oak or an oak stand of trees or an oak grove. All right? And Jelel. Jelel means to wait for God. 46 and verse 15. Up to this point, we have 33 souls or individuals alive. 33 nephesh. 33 souls, okay? Individuals alive from Leah, okay? This is from Leah now. What did Leah mean?
Mixed the eyes, weak
eyes. Okay, it means her actually...
She's so
her,
pretty.
Her eyes were so pretty that it made the boys melt. Yeah. It just made them weak in the knees when they saw her beautiful eyes. And some women have eyes like that, you know, every now and then. One time I knew this girl, and I took her over to my cousin's house for some reason or other. And my cousin was a real dark Choctaw Indian and married into the family, and he was related to Clint Walker. Clint Walker? Mm-hmm. The guy in the movies? Mm-hmm. Okay. The man, Clint Walker, was the big movie star, and they look like Clint Walker. But they had blue eyes. They were real dark complected, but they had these blue eyes. And this girl goes over and she just melts. Oh, he's so handsome. Oh, he's so handsome.
That didn't make you feel very good, huh?
I didn't care. That's what Leah means, to have such beautiful eyes. Maybe it maybe she had blue eyes. Because I'll tell you what, in the Arab culture, a woman with blue eyes, they got the men. A woman that's got blue or hazel eyes over there in those countries, because most of them have brown eyes. But when they have blue eyes, boy, everybody wants her for a wife. They like these blue-eyed girls. So that was probably Leah, the blue-eyed girl. Whom Asher? Did we read this at all?
No.
Okay, Ele? Benay?
Leah?
Asher? Yalida? Li Yaakov? Bi Fadam? Aram? Wieth? Dinah? Vito? Kal? Nefesh? Benal? Yuvnalta? Shiloshim. We Shilosh. Okay. These sons, Leah. Leah's on 521. Which particle of relation or whom? She had birth to Jacob. Jacob means what?
To follow
the heel. The reason why I keep saying this is I want you to have this down. I want you to remember this. Now, me, I'm beyond hope because my brain is going away. I have to look these things up all the time. But if you say these things enough times, you'll remember them. I've got too much arsenic and mercury in me to remember much anymore. I have to keep renewing it daily. In Padan Aram. And we et there. Look at that sign of the direct object with a conjunction on the front of it. We et. All right. Dinah. Dinah means what? Dinah is a feminine form of what language? I mean, what name? Dinah.
Dan.
Dan means what?
Judge.
Okay. His daughter, Vitol. See that? Vitol. See that towel in there? That tells you it's a daughter instead of a son. And that means according to a pattern. Kal is all. Nefesh. All animals have nefesh. Have souls. All animals have souls.
Cats and dogs?
Cats and dogs have souls. According to the...
Is my cat in heaven waiting for you?
Well, I don't know. But he has a soul.
She
has a soul. All cats and souls and fish and all birds and everything have nefesh. Mankind so long has played down the animal world. From the Hebrew, why did God create all animals? What did he create them?
Companionship.
For companionship for Adam and for mankind. Now, you can train about everything that there is in the world. Did you know that? Even fish. I've trained fish. How many of you have trained fish?
I've
trained fish. They do. They'll come to the food. They'll do little tricks for you. How about birds? Yeah, you can train birds. You can train birds even to talk. Horses? I trained a lot of horses in my life. You can tell by the way I'm crippled around today. Between horses and oil fields, I'm in rough shape. Train almost anything in this world, and all of them have souls. Have you ever seen the dog think? Dogs think. Have you ever seen a crow think? They say, man is the only animal in animal kingdom. These people, you know, used to say this. That can use tools. I got news for you. Animals use tools. Then they'll figure it out. They will think. And animals have memory. Do animals love? What is the most faithful animal in the world, according to everybody knows? A dog. When a dog loves you, it loves you. A cat adopts you. A cat controls you. Most people are not smart enough to own a cat. Did you know that? Most people don't have enough intelligence to own a cat. Cats own them. Now, I only have 7 cats.
Dogs own people.
Cats adopt you.
What about somebody who walks their dog and picks up their poop? That dog owns that person.
That's right. That dog has a pet. All right. Dogs do love. Dogs get angry, don't they? The dogs have feelings. Have you ever seen a dog mourn? Oh, they do. Dogs mourn. Dogs mourn. Even cats will mourn. But the human people are so arrogant that they say these don't have souls. But you study in the Hebrew and find out what it says. See, they're just an animal. We die like Rover. That's what you've heard people say. You know, I'm going to tell you what, I'm not so sure over Rover's just dead. Or what was your cat's name?
Coco.
What is?
Coco.
Coco. I'm not so sure that Coco is just dead. They do have nephesh. The Bible, the Hebrew says they have nephesh. They have chaya, life. And they have bodies. We know that. Right? Now, I don't want to go too far with this. I just want you to understand from Hebrew, you can see things that you don't see. And many times, the stuff that's been crammed down our throats and put in our thinking isn't sound theology.
Why is it some people teach the theology that animals...
All they are is a tool and food. No. Animals were never supposed to be food. They were not food until after the sin of mankind. Okay? And why was the first world destroyed? Why was the first world destroyed? Because the Nephilim were killing animals and drinking their blood and killing men and drinking their blood. Flesh was not to eat at all. You'll find out somebody today, if they could be a vegetarian, they would live longer and they would be more healthier than other people most of the time, within reason. I tried to be a vegetarian one time. Of course, I'm Native American, 86.6 on DNA, and I went to my doctor and I was shaking all over the place and I was messed up real bad and dying. My heart was all arrhythmic and everything else. He said, boy, he said, what are you? I said, I'm American Indian. He said, you sure are. You're pretty Aboriginal. I can tell you that right now. He said, your digestion tract is different than mine. I'm Anglo-Saxon. He said, man, I can eat meat one time a week and I'm fine. He said, boy, you better go get you a big steak right now and forget this vegetarian business. He said, I'm mainly a vegetarian. He was a Seventh-day Adventist. But my people ate meat and high protein for thousands of years. Many Indians only lived to be 40 years old on reservation stayed because they feed them a high carbohydrate diet and they go into diabetes and they're dead. All right, souls. Souls. Every living thing has a soul. All right, that's what Hebrew says. Okay? I don't care what the theology goes to, but every living thing has a nephesh. Right? And his sons and his daughters, 33 from Leah. 46 and verse 16, I bring these little things up to make you think. This morning I taught this class to make people think. That's the reason why I taught that class, to make people think. We are so tied up in tradition. And I love to tear up Baptist churches with their tradition sometimes too. I mean, Baptists are the oldest group of people in the world today and everything. It's traced right back to Christ and all that kind of stuff. But boy, we got some tradition too. We got tradition too. Yuvane. God. Sophion. Wehage. Shani. Shuni, I should have said. Weesbon. Heri. We are Rodi. We are Reli. And sons of Gad. What was Gad now? What does that mean? Do you remember what Gad means? Gad. Do you remember what Gad means? Gad. Gad. Anybody remember that? That's on page 151 now in Brown, Dragon, and Briggs. If you go there, you're going to find out it means fortune. Fortune. Fortune or wealth. And Ziphion. Ziphion means, it is a very obscure word, by the way. It can mean watchtower, or it can mean to point, or a fingernail. It can mean a stylus, or a pen, or a something you scratch names and words and letters in with. And Haggai. Haggai means a party animal. Festive. Haggai. He's a party animal. The original party animal. Haggai. And then Shuni. Shuni. That's on page 102, that's page 1002. Shuni, 1002. 1002. Shuni. Shuni. Well, here we have a word that just doesn't have any meaning. I think looking at the root, it might mean to cry. That's why I didn't put anything down. It might mean to cry or to call out. Okay? And Esbon. It's Thasobon in Greek. Thasobon in Greek. And it means to join. Or a conjugation or a conjunction. And then Eri. Eri means Hawkeye. It means scout. It means to watch and have a watchful eye, a hawk eye. All right? A hawk eye. Eagle eye. Eri. And Arodi. Arodi can go back to two different words. It's page 71, by the way. Write down 71 down there. 71. Arodi can mean fugitive, maybe. And it also can mean lion, or a very powerful person, someone that can run fast, someone that can run and catch. And Arieli means, and we have a word here that's very close, set page 72. On that one, and that one means hero or lion of God. Athletic. 46 and verse 17 now. Yuvane, Asher, Yimna, we Yishwa, we Yushwi. Weyushwi, you, Veria, we Sarah, Achatam, Yuvan, Veraya, Heber, you Malkiel. And sons of Asher. Asher means what? What does Asher mean? When his mama, when he was born, she said, "You have made me happy, and now happy am I. I am happy." Asher means happy. And Jimna. All right? Imna means he will restrain. Page 412. And Yishva. We Yishva, and that means he will praise. And then Ishvi, all right, Ishvi, page 1001, by the way, that one is on. All of these are related words. And Baraya, what word do you think that comes from? What do you think the root of that is? What do you think the one Baraya? What would you guess? Barashith Bara Elohim Et Hashemayim We Et Haaretz. What in that sentence? What is the root of Baraya from?
So in the beginning.
Huh?
The beginning.
No, it's not Barashith.
Oh.
Rosh is the root of that.
No.
Ba is the preposition in beginnings. Uh-huh. Barashith in beginnings. All right. Bara. Created. All right. Bara. Bariah means God has created. That comes from Bara, okay, page 140. And then Heber. What is a Hebrew? A Hebrew. That means the community on the other side of the river. Those people on the other side of the river, from beyond the river. So here we have the community across. Heber. The community across. A community from someplace else. And then we have the word Umalkiel. Umalkiel. And this means a king that is appointed by God. Malakel. Alright, the king that is appointed by God. 46 and verse 18. 46 and 18. Ele, Mene, Zilpah, Asher, Natan, Levon, Liliah, Vitol, Wateled, Et, Elah, Li, Yaakov, Shish, Esrei, Nafish. All right. And these, or these, that is, Ele, these sons of Zilpah. Zilpah, remember what Zilpah means? Zilpah. Either she had a bladder problem or something. Because her bowels were drippy. Her name meant drippy. She left little drip marks along wherever she went.
That's so awful.
Well, that's what they named them. They just named them according to the way.
Maybe in the beginning she did when she was born.
I don't know.
For the rest of her life?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe she went to bed a lot or something. I don't know. That's what they named
them. Didn't they name them as soon as they were born?
Yes, many times they did. But they named them according to what they did. Remember what Rachel meant? It means a little ewe lamb. A little ewe lamb. Beautiful little ewe lamb. All right? Zilpah means sprinkling or weak bladder or bowels. Whom he had given Laban. Laban means what? Remember what Laban means? Whitey. All right? To Leah. Leah, remember what that means now? We talked about it a while ago. Okay, it means the one's eyes that are so beautiful that they make people weak. All right? His daughter, Vitol, see that word Tau in the middle of that? That Tau in there? That means the girl. All right? And she kept on bearing these to Jacob. 6, 10 souls. How many is that? 16 more souls to Zilpah's children. All right, 46 and verse 19. 46 and verse 19. I hope this is, you're enjoying this? These names? Mm-hmm. Okay. Benay, Rachel, Esheth, Yaakov, Yosef, Benjamin. All right. And sons of Rachel. Rachel means what? You lamb. And Rachel was beautiful in the eyes and in every way. In every way. She was beautiful in form and shape and figure and eyes and face and her movements. She was a beautiful, beautiful girl. Esheth, wife. See that word? It would be Isha otherwise, wouldn't it? A woman out of man. Esheth means a wife. Of Jacob. Jacob means to follow the hill. Joseph means what?
Prosper.
To prosper, to multiply and increase. And Benjamin? Benjamin? Son of the right hand. All right. 46 and verse 20. 46 and verse 20 now. The sons of Yosef. Sons of Yosef. Yishmelah. Li Yosef. Be'eretz, Mitzrayim, Asher, Wa-Lidah, Lo, Asanah, Bo, Poti, Vera, Kohen, On, Manashi, Shehet. Manashishiheth. With Ephraim. All right. And kept on being birth to Joseph in land of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim means what? Irrigated land, land of red mud and canals. Whom she had birthed to him. She had birthed to him Asenath. That's Asenath. And Asenath, do you remember what Asenath means? Page 662, that is, page 62. What does Asenath mean? Anybody know what Asenath means?
Belonging to the goddess.
Belonging to the goddess Heth, or Isis, or Nit, Neat. All right? Belonging to the goddess of Heth, Isis, or Neat. The daughter of Poti. What in the world do you think Poti means? Potiphar, all right. Potiphar is the whole name. Potipharah. But what does Poti mean? It's Petephras. Petephras in Greek. Petephras. Pi, epsilon, tau, epsilon, phi, rho, eta, sigma. Potiphras. Pote means soot or black. Soot or black. Now, Chris, you say that you use makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah, you say you do them. But you know what? You use it in such a way you can't tell it. You know, all it does is accentuate your beauty. Okay? Okay? But these Egyptians, they use very dark black eyeliner. And that's what that word soot means. They use like a soot. How many of you ever had a kerosene lantern and it got to smoking and on the inside of it, boy, you had soot?
Yeah.
And over in Vietnam and in World War II and all this stuff, a lot of the times they would get these old sooty things, lanterns, and they'd take that and put it underneath their eyes so it would reflect, and poured it all over themselves so they couldn't be seen, camouflage themselves. All right. And these people here would paint the eyes. Would paint the eye. The Egyptians painted their eyes. All of the royalty in the Egyptian society painted their eyes. And Potipharah means a leader or a lofty, a noble leader. He whom Ra gave. Potipharah, him whom Ra gave. The priest, that's Kohen. See that word Kohen? Anytime you see the name Kohen, that means priest. On. On is Heliopolis. Heliopolis in Greek is Heliopolis. 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 What does that mean? Helio.
The first word is sun.
That's right. We get a word heliograph from that, don't they? Where they used to take and reflect the sun to send signals. They did that in the early military history. They used these heliographs. So this is Sun City. Ever heard of Sun City, Arizona? Sun City this and Sun City that. This is Sun City. This is the city of the sun. This is the high priest city. They were worshiping the sun. They're worshiping the sun of Ra, the sun god. Okay? Sun City. And Manasseh. Manasseh means what? Manasseh and Ephraim. Manasseh. What does that mean? Word menomion, I believe, might come from this word, or word memory. All right. I have forgotten all of my miseries, is what he said when he said Manasseh. When he named Manasseh, I have forgotten all of my... I have been caused to forget all of my misery. What happened to me? And then Ephraim is fruitful. Now this place is about 7 miles from Cairo, a little bit east, 7 miles east of Cairo, by the way. 46:21. We're clipping along here tonight. Where do we start? 13? Yuvanai? Benjamin. Bella. Wah Beaker. Wah Ashbel. Gera. We Naaman. Eki. Wah Rosh. Muppin. We Huppin. That sounds like an automobile, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Wah Adrin. What?
Muppin,
we uppin. Yeah. Muppin, we uppin. We uppin. Uppin, we tuppin. That's a like a CH there, actually. Muppin, we chuppin. Does that sound pretty good? Dakota ought to do a drawing of Muppin, we chuppin. And the sons of Benjamin. Bella. What does Bella mean? Bella. Bella. Brother Abe, what do you think Bella means? Got an idea for Bella? Bella. You got your little book there, don't you? About the other little bitty book? Look up in Bella and see what Bella means there real quick. I know what it means, but...
Beautiful.
Huh?
Beautiful.
Bella? Bella Lugosi? Bella? Gulp. What? Gulp. Gulp. Means to swallow bigly. Big, swallow big. Jesus said, you strain out the gnat, but you gulped down the camel. That boy must have been a fast eater, a gulper. My oldest boy, I used to say a hamburger, well, the first one was a half moon, the second one was a full eclipse. The first one was a half moon, and the second gulp was a gulp. That was a full eclipse. That was it. Eat fast. It means the gulp. And then beaker. Beaker. Beaker means a young camel. A young camel. And a camel is what? Camel means what? What does camel mean?
Gift.
What?
Gift.
Gift of God. Gift of God. And Ashbel. Ashbel means flowing. And Gera means flowing, and now we have grain. Grain flowing. Boy, they were thinking about flowing grain or flowing rivers or something like that. And Naaman. Naaman. Naaman means pleasantness. And Ehi. 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 That means brotherly. Brotherly. Delphia in Greek. Delphia. This is Delphia. Adelphia. This is brotherly in Hebrew. And Rosh. Rosh means what? Remember what Rosh means? Head. And Muppin. Muppin. What does Muppin mean? Muppin, we huppin. Muppin, we chuppin. Muppin means wavings. The wave. The flap in the breeze. Like a flag flapping or a tent flapping. And then huppin, chuppin. It means tents or canopies. They had tents and canopies on their mind when they had these kids. And Ard. 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 Do you have any name for Ard in there, Brother Abe? Got any name for Ard? Ard? A-R-D? A-R-D. Ard. Page 71. Page 71. Ard. Huh? What is it?
Fortitude.
Fortitude. All right. Thank you very much. Fortitude. We got that one down. Fortitude. Fortitude. Let's see what it says over here in this one here. Let's look up a little of these things sometimes. Ard. Let's see if we... Arodi. All right. Means to fortify. To gather. All right. To gather. To fortify. All right. 46 and verse 22. 46, 22. 14 souls by Rachel. Eleh, Benay, Rachel, Asher, Yulad, Li Yaakov, Kol, Nefesh, Arba'ah, Asar. These son of Rachel. Rachel means ewe lamb, which she birthed, which she had birthed to Jacob. All souls for Arabah, Arbah, four and Asar, 10. In other words, 14. 46:23. Yuvanai, Dan, Hushim. All right. And sons of Dan, Hushim. Hushim. Now, what does Hushim mean? Dan means what?
Judge.
Okay, Hushim means what? Have you ever seen anybody that's in a hurry all the time? Hushim. Hurry and hurry and hurry. Hurry and hurry and hurry. Hasten. The hurry, the hurriers. To act hastily, maybe. To be in a hurry. And then 46 and verse 24. 46:24. Yuvanai. Naphtali. Yatzeel. We Guni, We Yetzer, We Shalim, and sons of Naphtali. Naphtali, Naphtali. You remember what Naphtali meant? What did Naphtali mean? You remember that? You remember that, Chris?
Sounds familiar.
Naphtali, Naphtali. Brother Abe is real good at this. He's really good at this. He's got a black belt in this. Wrestling. Judo. In judo, Brother Abe, what do you do in judo? In judo, you do what? In judo. No. What do you do in judo? Come on, brother, you know what you do in judo. You use the other person's aggression to fight him. You let his power coming at you to flip him, to work him over. You let him come at you, and then you use his force to flip him. Or wrestle with him. They teach you that in the army, don't they? And over there in Japan, everybody has martial arts, don't they? Everyone has martial arts. In Japan and in Korea, in the what we call the Oriental countries, they put much stress on martial arts. And every one of them have different forms of martial arts. All right? Wrestling. She said, I have wrestled with my sister, and I have won. And then Jazreel. All right? And this means Jehovah divides, or God divides. And then Guni. We Guni. Guni means what? Protected. And then Jezer. Means form. And Shilam means to be justified or requital. 46 and verse 25. Sons of Bilhah, 7. Eleh, Benay, Bilhah, Asher, Natan, Lavan, Li Rachel, Bito, Watelet, Et, Eleh, Li Yaakov, Kal, Nefesh, Shiva. These sons of Bilhah. Remember what Bilhah meant? Bilhah. She had a prettier name than Zilpah. Bilhah.
She was soft and tender.
All right, now she may have been a little bit overweight. Back in those days, they liked girls that were soft and tender. They liked girls that were soft and tender. They didn't want to have a warrior for a wife. They wanted a soft and tender wife. That's what her name Bilhah means, soft and tender. And you know, one of the boys raped Bilhah, didn't he? Because he thought she was soft and tender. Whom he had given, Laban, to Rachel, ewe lamb, his daughter, and she kept on birthing these to Jacob. All souls, 7. Shiva, 7. Shiva means 7. 46 and verse 26. Call?
Call.
Ha-nefesh.
Ha-nefesh.
Ha-ba, ha-ba. Is it? Hab-ba. Li-yakov. Mithraya. Mithraya. Raima. Yotzi. Yeriko. Milabad. Neshi. Bene. Yaakov. Call. Nefesh. Shish. Shishim. We shish. Shishishim we shish. Shishishim we shish. Washish. And all of the souls, the ones coming to Jacob, to Mithraim, or to Egypt, ones going out of his testicles, is what it literally says. That's his testicles. Alone, besides, or apart from wives, sons of Jacob, all souls, 66. Shishim washish. Shishim washish. 46 and verse 27. Now, there's different numbers of these, so if you'll find in the Bible, it'll say so many here and so many there. It's counting different groups of them. That's why they're calling them in different numbers, okay? This is one of the things where the biblical critics say, well, see, they don't know how many there were there, okay? Yuvane, Yosef, Asher, Yelad, Lo, Bi Mitzrayim, Nefesh, Shinayim, Call, Ha Nefesh, Leveth, Yaakov, Haba'a, Mitzrayma, Shivim, and sons of Joseph. Joseph means what? To increase and to multiply. Who were or had been birthed to him in Mithraim, souls to Shinayim, souls to all the souls to house of Jacob, the ones coming in to Mithraim, 70. Alright, now so it adds these. Why did it add these two boys to Jacob's sons? Why were these boys added to Jacob's sons?
Because Joseph died?
Huh? No. He loved that boy Joseph. And Joseph saved every man in the family, every woman, child in the whole family. He was the one that saved them all. He was the type of the Savior. And he adopted his sons, and there we have the tribes of Israel, because Ephraim and Manasseh. He adopted Ephraim and Manasseh. They were no longer Joseph's sons. There was no longer a tribe of Joseph, but now we have two tribes, or two half-tribes, Ephraim and Manasseh. And Joseph, or Jacob, adopted them as his own sons. And what he did is he gave a double blessing to Joseph because of it. Joseph meets Jacob now. 46 and verse 28. 46 and verse 28. We have Yehuda, Shalah, Lefanah, El Yosef, Lehoroth, Lefanah, Gosh, Gashina, Wayavu, Artsah, Goshen, Goshen. And Judah, he sent before his face. Look at that, before the face of him, before his nostrils, before his face, unto Joseph, to give or to teach or to shoot information before him to Goshen, and they came in land of Goshen. Goshen is page 177 in this book, page 177. Goshen. What do you think Goshen means? Goshen. What does Goshen mean?
Huh?
Prosperous land.
It means land of rain.
Yeah.
It means rain. All right? Goshen means rain. All right? So you can write down rain right underneath that. Land of rain. Land of prosperity. So it rained down in Goshen. Why do you think it rained in Goshen?
From the coast.
Because of all the water. And it would cause condensation. Now, a long time ago, before the water wars, before Mulholland and all of those scoundrels down in L.A. stole all the water out of the Owens Valley, they went up there and lied to those people, did everything else, dynamited people, killed people. They did all kinds of stuff up there to get the water to go down into Los Angeles. That Owens Valley was a valley that every evening it would rain. The water, they had so much water out of the Sierras and everything that the water would evaporate. It's what you call transpiration. And it would go up in the clouds, and I mean, in the morning it would be clear blue sky, and in the evening there would be clouds all over and rain would be falling. And that's what we're talking about here. Now, you know, up there at one time, how many of you have been up Highway 395 up to toward Bishop? You ever gone by Owens Lake? All right, I know you did. Owens Lake used to have river boats on it. Big river boats. That was a large lake. Now it produces 2% of all of the dust pollution in the world. And L.A. was squalling and bawling because they wanted to make them pay to repair what damage they had done there. All right.
Is that why
the land, what?
Is that why it's so dry up there?
That's right. Because they took all the water. Not only did they do that now, they drilled waters underground. They took all the surface land. Now they're pumping the water and hauling it down there. They built one aqueduct and then they built the second aqueduct. And it's totally devastating the ecology of the whole land. That's facts, historical facts, okay? 46 and verse 29. We'll get over here and we'll quit here pretty quick. Why, yes, sir? Yosef.
Yes, sir.
Mayor Kavto, Wayaal, Likroth, Yisrael, Avo, Goshenah, Wayera, Elah, Wayipol, all, Sawaro, Wayivak, all, Sowara, Ode. And he kept on preparing Joseph his chariot. And he went, and he kept on going up to meet Israel, his father, to Goshen. Goshen means what? The land of rain. All right? And he kept on appearing unto him, and he fell. He kept on falling. See that word? Nephilim is in that word, isn't it? Wayipal. Nephil. See that word Nephil down there? The root, Nephil. That three-letter root? 656 and 709. And he kept on falling. Third person, masculine, senior, cal, wow, consecutive, and perfect. Upon his neck. Ta-sa-wa-ra. And he kept on weeping upon his neck. Repeatedly. Oh, he was glad to see his daddy. And I'm going to tell you something. His daddy was glad to see him. 46 and verse 30. Wayomer. Yisrael. El Yosef. Amuta. Hapa'am. Achere. Reopti. Et. Panika. Ki. Odka. Hey. And he kept on saying Israel. Boy, he just kept on repeating over and over again, third person singular, cal, wow, consecutive, and perfect. And he kept on saying Israel unto Joseph, let me die, let me die, let me die, let me die. First person construct singular, cal, cohorti. This time, after my seeing your face, because you still you're still alive. You are still alive. You are still alive. All right, you want to quit there? Is that good enough for today? You want to go one more verse or what?
Let's finished the whole book.
The whole book. Let's see how far do we go here. Well, we got a long way to go. A long way to go. We're almost at the end of the chapter, though. We're not very far from the end of this chapter, the 46th chapter, but there's quite a few verses in it. 34 verses. 34 verses. I mean, I'll go and finish a couple more verses if you want to, because this goes pretty quickly. You want to do that or you want to quit? You want to quit?
Sure.
What do you want to do? It's up to you. All those want to go the other three verses, put your hand up. Those want to go home? All right, we're going home. I'm ready. All right, so we went from 46:3, 46:13, that is. 46:13 to 30. 46:13 through 30. 46:13 through 30. We've covered quite a little bit of land today. Quite a little bit. All right. Who wants to dismiss us in prayer tonight? Pam? You want to dismiss us in prayer tonight? No. I apologize. I didn't mean to show. Will you come up here and dismiss us in prayer? Is that all right?
Yeah.
I haven't got you up here. You've only been up here one time. But I appreciate you. I appreciate your faithfulness. All right.
Okay. Yes. Heavenly Father, I thank you for another opportunity to be here. I thank you for the knowledge that you are placing in me, and I thank you for Dr. Jim's class, and I thank you for the new friends that I've met here, and I look forward to seeing them again next week. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, young lady. I appreciate you, and I see that you take real good notes. Real good notes. All right, go out and do something eternal.
Go out and do something eternal.